This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
Last week we talked about the coverage of the coronavirus, and I would like to continue along a similar vein here. You know, I've seen and heard from some people, either on social media or you hear stories about people complaining that this whole thing is just a hoax. The media is in on it to make a bunch of money to get people watching. And I don't even know where to begin with that, because it's such nonsense, especially in terms of public radio. I'll just say we are not profit driven. We say that during our drives, during our fundraising drives. We are not profit-driven. We're service-driven. We're trying to provide a service, and we're trying to provide, in the case of news, we're trying to provide information. So this is not about profits for us. And people who think this is being blown out of proportion and that the media is just in this to make some money for themselves and is blowing this out of proportion to make money, I would firmly disagree with you.
Absolutely, Rich. That to make such accusations is preposterous. Journalists are just doing the work that they need to be doing, the job of informing and providing facts to people at a time that's especially crucial. The work demands it. The work demands that the journalist follows it, asks questions, reasks, clarifies, verifies, and brings you this information. There's really, comparatively, everything else is of little importance, more or less, besides this and perhaps something that happens that affects lives and deaths. To say that, to politicize this, you know, weaponize this with, you know, policy and rumor and innuendo and to politicize this is just outrageous. And people really should know better. But obviously, a few don't.
I think the media is doing a tremendous job. Why do I say that? Is because, I mean, a lot of people, my friends, my family, they're talking about, oh, we need to have some social distance. We need to flatten the curve. These are terminologies that are pretty much, very much used only in the field of epidemiology and people who are in the circle of health and health information and all that. But right now, the common people are talking about, we need to flatten the curve. We need to have some social distancing. See, that's a very good trend, because we are equipping the people with knowledge that can be useful for them in their everyday walk of life. And that's what is journalism. And I'm kind of proud, because I think, you know, a lot of people don't know what I mean by flatten the curve. I mean, for instance, if you're looking at the coronavirus spread, I think so many countries have handled this so efficiently that they've controlled the virus to where it was like 3 digits and 4 digits. Now they are at like single digits in terms of new cases. I think that's what people are looking at right now, flattening the curve, because our healthcare is very limited. So we need to understand that we have to control this, or else it's going to be cherry picking, like what's happening in Italy. Because my friend who was in France, she just called me and said, in Italy, apparently, they are giving treatment based on the age. If you are like 50 and another patient is 20, they want to save someone who is 20 years old, because their healthcare is overwhelmed. They cannot handle stuff. We don't want to be in that kind of situation. And that's why we are trying to quarantine. We are trying to isolate. We are trying to shut down all these things. And it's not to make people's life worse. It's to make sure we don't are involved in that kind of predicament where we make a choice between saving a 50-year-old or a 15-year-old. I think that's what we are doing. And that's what the journalists are doing a great job in terms of getting a great information and equipping the people with all these kind of terminologies and stuff, which can be very important for their life.
Those are very good points. And if I can just say, as a person who's over 50, I definitely don't want us to reach that point.
No.
Also, some points from you, Will, talking about how reporters are asking questions and then asking those follow-up questions and seeking clarification as they get this information. Let's keep in mind, you know, journalists don't have all the answers. This is all new to us, too. So this is a learning curve for us as we try to report on these stories. We're trying to find the proper information and gain knowledge for ourselves, too. And the better we understand it, the better equipped we are to share that information with you and explain it.
Absolutely. And I think, if anything, What this moment will do is I think it will illustrate, maybe it has been illustrating, at least to me, and hopefully more people outside of this studio will see that, that how vital this service is and how the service and the information that journalists provide are so very important. And I'm very concerned with issues such as diminished newsrooms that we've seen in the last 15 or 20 years, where the number of newspapers and news sources have been diminished because of the economics, the technological advancements and challenges, and because of very questionable business leaders and hedge fund operators that have come in and basically gutted their newsrooms and not reinvested in the very being of why they're in business in the first place, the journalism. And I think that might come to roost, if you will. And I think what you'll see here is the fact that people are going to be keep searching and looking for valid, reliable local news. And unfortunately, they may not have it. And so I think hopefully this will bring that spotlight back to the importance and the vitality that our industry provides, especially on a local level.
That is an excellent point. In particular, with so much floating about in social media, correct information and so much incorrect information, you need to be able to turn to reliable sources, trusted sources, sources that you've known through the years. And if those sources have seen their newsrooms decimated, they aren't going to be able to provide the level of coverage that perhaps you would come to expect in a crisis situation such as this.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that, you know, I was just watching a TED Talk, and a lady who's in the field of health, Alana Sheikh, she pointed out that, you know, some people who rant on Facebook, and people tend to kind of believe whatever he or she is saying. And also there are people who are in World Health Organization on a scale of 1 to 10. We can trust someone from WHO. And again, a lot of people, we get carried away with all the information that's being presented online. And sometimes they kind of tend to believe that, oh, this is overkill and this is exaggerated. We really don't have to follow all this stuff. But again, this is what it is. There are always people who have opinions, who have some beliefs. And this is something that we cannot change. But if you have someone who's got your sanity in place, please remember the people at World Health Organization or people who are in the field of health, they are trying to kind of warn us that if you try to follow their leads, it's going to make your life and the people's life around you easier. And let's take this seriously. And again, this is something we have to go back and again revisit, because our healthcare is one of the most pathetic in the whole world. Of all the developed countries in the world, this is the only country where people have to pay for their health. Where all the developed, whether it's Canada, UK, or anywhere, even countries like India, where it's supposed to be not so developed, if anything happens to the citizen, they can go to the hospital and get treatment for free. That's not happening here. Okay, this is very, very, why I'm telling you this, because our country is not equipped to handle this. Imagine we have this case. So far, there's only about 10,000 tests that has been done so far. In countries like Korea, where the population is only 50 million, they have done 200,000 coronavirus tests. And again, we don't have that kind of, even though we think, oh, we are the superpower, America's got everything. But the reality is we are not ready to handle any kind of such catastrophe. And that's why the journalists all across the country are trying to kind of warn us that we have to take this seriously. And this is going to be expensive as well. So it's not something that, oh, man, we can handle this. It's going to be very disastrous for any individual who's going to be infected and also will be infecting others. That can bring down the system.
Well, I think the journalists are warning Americans about some of these things and telling Americans to take things seriously so that it lessens the burden on the healthcare system. And perhaps the system won't be so overwhelmed if people self-isolate and prevent themselves from getting this virus. I like your point too, Raj, about the power of the written word. You know, whether it's in print or whether it's on a device you carry around in your pocket, people really have a tendency to believe stuff they see written down. And again, it behooves us to make sure we're getting accurate information out there as journalists, and it behooves the consumers to find those reliable and trustworthy sources so when they read something, they know they're getting the best possible information.
Absolutely. And perhaps it takes an event like this to maybe convince people more of that, that the most convenient means of finding out information may not be the most reliable. And this may not be the time for maybe social media needs to be used with a grain of salt. And the fact is we need to turn to reliable, longstanding, more traditional sources that have been longstanding and tried and true to get our information to make sure that we're keeping ourselves safe and healthy at this time of great public challenge.
Apart from all this serious information, I'm thoroughly enjoying all the memes with regard to the virus. And like when people sneeze, people used to say, bless you. And now they're saying, get lost.
Good point.
And on that note, I think we'll wrap things up for today. If all goes as planned, we'll have another episode of Shop Talk next week here at TSPR.org.